You're listening to the Spiritual Love Podcast, helping you tune in to the frequency of love. The Spiritual Love Podcast is a podcast for women who want to get real about love and relationships while also focusing on healing, inner peace, and wellness. Through conversations and insights about love, dating, relationships, all matters of the heart, and more. I'm your host, Giovanna Tisdale, better known as the Spiritual Love Healer. I'm an intuitive healer, spiritual guide, and coach here to help you heal your heart so you can magnetize and manifest the love that you desire and deserve. And beautiful blessings. This is Giovanna, the Spiritual Love Healer, and today's episode is called Broke in Love. And I talk about how there are a lot of people who are hurting and broken, wanting to enter into relationships, but not really feeling whole and complete within themselves, and the importance of not settling or feeling like you have to fix someone or that it's your responsibility. In a previous episode, we talked about the importance, I believe it was episode 8, of allowing yourself the time and space to heal. So both of these kind of piggyback off of each other. A lot of times I see, especially for women, where we feel like, oh, like we have to fix someone, and we can see that someone's hurting because we do have that naturally nurturing energy, but that can wind up leaving you in a position where you become hurt or you are drained energetically, mentally, spiritually, or financially. So I want to empower you to know that you don't have to settle for someone who is broke when it comes to being in love or dealing with a broken person. Now, that's not to say that everybody has to, like, you know, have all their ducks in a row, right? Because we are living, we are humans, we make mistakes, and things happen. But if you see that someone is not emotionally available, that they are not able to communicate, that they are clearly maybe even having issues with commitment or any of those things, and they're not actively working on it, that's what I mean. Like, you don't have to settle for someone who refuses to do the work to mend their own wounds and then enter into a relationship and you wind up getting hurt, because hurt people hurt people. So let's go ahead and get into this bonus arc. Well, this did come from the archives as well. And it is part of this beautiful Spiritual Love Week. So let's go ahead and get into the conversation.
Today, I really want to talk about being broken and just the whole concept of loving a broken person. And this topic came to me via a Facebook group, of course. I'm in a couple different relationship groups, and today's discussion was really interesting. So I just wanted to really elaborate on my thoughts about loving a broken person. In life, things are going to happen, and you're probably going to get hurt, especially in relationships or dealing with your emotions where you make yourself vulnerable with someone else. And it can totally devastate you. I know that has happened to me, but you don't stay in that place. Because when we live our lives, especially in dealing with other people in our relationships, we need to learn from them. So we need to learn from whatever disappointments, heartbreaks, hurts, upsets, betrayals, the good experiences as well. And that is what enables us to love. So we live, we learn, and we still keep loving. So, you know, when something happens to you and you get hurt, or, and I'm going to call it broken, right? Because that's what we're talking about. We're talking about someone who is broken. So this isn't just, oh, I got my feelings hurt. This is like when you're in that place where someone has seriously dealt you a blow that either messed with your self-esteem, your confidence, your self-love. They might have messed up your, somehow you're off kilter. You're not in a good place right now, either mentally, physically, financially, spiritually, or whatever. So that's what broken is, right? When you get to that place and it's a not a good place, it's a low place, the thing is that you do not stay there. You're there and you're supposed to learn and grow from it so that you can continue to love. You're not supposed to be like, well, this person hurt me, so I'm never gonna love anybody again, or I'm just gonna be angry or upset all the time. I'm not gonna trust people. That's being broken. That's allowing whatever hurt you before to affect your present and your future. So it's the learning the lessons and the hardships of love that is really what live, learn, love is all about. It's a spiritual love. It's not just something surface level or just the word love being thrown around. Like, it's deeper than that. So again, back to the discussion we had about, is it possible to love a broken person? So I'm going to share my answer. And my answer is, yeah, that you can love a broken person, but they're not going to be able to give back or return the love to you until they heal themselves. And here's the thing about love. It's not about fixing someone that is broken. Each person needs to either be whole within themselves. So that means you took time away from relationships to relate with yourself, or you're doing the work on yourself and you're making progress so that you can grow in love and life together. Otherwise, whatever caused that person to be broken, or you to be broken, those issues are gonna continue to play out in your relationships. It's a cycle. And because you haven't done the work to heal, it's just gonna continue to repeat itself. And maybe you find yourself like attracting the same type of people in your life. That's why, because you have not learned the lesson or done the work to heal. Someone had commented that everyone is broken in one way or another, and there were some comments like, okay, you know, you're supposed to help them or fix them and things along that line. And there are some elements of that that I agree with, but here's the thing. It's not your job to fix someone. So, and I guess what I would like us to see, especially women, is that it is not our job to fix a man, period. If a man is struggling or in a place where he's not fully able to return or invest in the relationship in the same way you are, and that goes mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, all of that, then they don't need to be in a relationship. And the same goes for you. If you are struggling, or where you're not able to truly add something to a relationship to really grow with someone, then you don't need to be in a relationship. And that's why I stress like that whole process of really healing yourself before getting out there, because hurt people hurt people. And if you go into a relationship or you take on someone else's struggle, you are adding a burden to your life, and it's not going to go well, because you're going to be giving more than you're receiving in the relationship. Eventually, you're going to get tired, you're going to grow resentful, and you're gonna feel like you're not getting anything back. And that's because there's no balance. You're doing all the giving, but you're not necessarily receiving back what you need from that situation. So things will happen in life. Everybody goes through a situation that either makes you or breaks you, whether it's something financial, whether it's a spiritual thing, whether it's within a relationship, or it might be across the board. Life challenges us, and things happen that's out of our control that will totally devastate you. I've been in an abusive relationship. I've dealt with depression and anxiety. I've lost like everything I've owned before. So I've been through some stuff, and I wasn't in a place where I could love someone else when I had all this turmoil in my own life. And what I found is that during that time, guess what I was attracting? A whole bunch of chaotic people. Why? Because I was in the midst of all of this stuff with all these emotions and all this that I was trying to deal with. And I wasn't able to handle it properly because I wasn't giving it all my attention. And then and when you're in a state where you feel like you're broken, you're gonna attract people to you that are probably gonna take advantage of you because they can sense that you're needy in a way. And that's the most time when we feel the most vulnerable. So we do want someone in our lives. We crave that connection. We want someone to lean on, or someone to be our rock. And a lot of times that can backfire on us. So what I'm saying is that, you know, we weren't put here to live that way. So when life hands you a challenge or something happens and it just like throws you off completely and you're trying to pick up the pieces, you're not supposed to live in that state of brokenness. And it seems like a lot of people have that idea in mind that life is supposed to be a struggle, or we're supposed to struggle, or everybody's been through something, so it's okay if this person is broken because I can fix them, or I just have to accept it. And it baffles me because we are so quick to settle when it comes to love. If you go into your favorite shoe store, you're not going home with a pair of heels that's got a scuff. You're not leaving the nail salon with only 8 of your nails manicured. You're not leaving the half of your hair done. You're not gonna accept food from a restaurant that's halfway cooked. So why would you accept a person who's not completely whole in a relationship and think that that's okay? If you are happy, healthy, whole, and complete within yourself, why are you settling for someone who has not reached that level within their own lives? And I'm not saying you have to be like, oh, nah, your whole life isn't together. You can't rock with me. You can't be my friend. I'm not saying that at all. Everybody is on different levels. What I'm saying is that it's not your job to fix that person. And you can be in someone's life and maybe they just need a friend, but to take on that burden in your life, like, why would you do that to yourself? And that's the question that I have. Because if something happens to a person and they're just like, okay, F it, this is it. My girl cheated, my man cheated. I don't believe in love. I'm just heartbroken forever. I'm not trying no more. I'm angry. I was betrayed, this, that, and the third. And you never ever try to overcome or heal from that. And you just go on through life with all this hurt in your heart and this anger and this sense of mistrust. And then you try to go and get in another relationship and you're bringing all that drama in. And people wonder why they feel like they got to go snoop through, you know, telephones and digging pockets and searching cars to see if they can find some sort of evidence of wrongdoing, because you've been hurt before and you've never healed so that you can go on to open your heart enough to trust another person. Like, what kind of life are you living to not heal yourself or to want to enter in a relationship with someone who hasn't healed their own self? Healing, learning, and growing are important so that you can enter into a relationship kind of with a clean slate, right? You learn from the stuff that you've been through in the past, but you don't let it stop you from living a full life. And if you are broken and you have not really healed yourself, then you're not gonna be able to live a full life, whether it's in a relationship with someone else or just being happy with you. Hurt people hurt people. There are a lot of hurt people who are looking for relationships and looking for love. And that cycle just keeps on going. That cycle will stop once the healing begins. And that's what I was really trying to get people to see. Like, it's not up to you to make someone whole again or to make them heal or do whatever work that needs to be done on their own. Like, that has to come from them. If it's like you going into the store and you buy a set of broken glasses, you wouldn't buy a set of broken glasses. So why do you want to date a broken person? Like, we really have to be more mindful and really think about how we're approaching our relationships and the things that we're accepting. Because you don't want to get drained or give your all into a relationship and then you walk away and now you're the broken person. or now you have nothing left to give yourself because you was pouring everything you could into this man just to get him to see the potential that he has, just to get him to see how valuable he is as a person. If that person can't see it on their own, you probably will not be able to make them see it. That's a journey they have to go through on their own. And you will stress yourself out, deplete all of your resources, trying to love someone that is broken. I'm not gonna get into it, but we'll talk about that later. I was gonna touch a little bit on like the whole friends with benefits situation as well. You know, and I don't know. And I would love to like really talk about like, is that something that you think most people are comfortable with, especially as far as women? Or has it become a thing to where we are settling just to get the physical connection that we want because we can't get our emotional needs met as well? And we've all said, and I used to say this with my girlfriends too, like, if I could take this part of him and that part of him and mix it all together, I'd have the perfect man, right? It's like we're trying to get all of our needs met, but instead we are settling. And a lot of that comes from, you know, with so many broken people out here. And a lot of people don't know that they have issues with relationships that need solving. So it's really interesting dynamic because people think it's acceptable. Like you're supposed to just accept someone that is not complete, and that's not gonna work. It's not gonna work. If you feel like you have some issues lingering from past relationships, or maybe there is some healing work to do, I urge you to do that work. And if you need help or trying to figure out where to start, shoot me an email at ask, share a little bit about what you have going on, and I will send you some feedback on what, you know, things that might be able to help you. You don't have to enter into a relationship with someone who's not ready. It's okay to wait. It's okay to say, you know what, this isn't what I'm looking for, but we can be friends. That's okay. You are not obligated to stay broken, nor are you obligated to try to fix someone else that is broken. So I hope that this has helped you in some way. I was really moved to share it. I don't want to see people staying in that broken space or thinking they have to settle and like this is it. They can only find someone who isn't together. That's so far from the truth. So all right, y'all, this has been an amazing topic. If you have questions, like I said, shoot me an email. Until next time, peace.
Much. I hope that this was insightful and that it provided some illumination and inspiration for you. Like I said, if you want to email me, you can email podcast@spirituallovesanctuary.com. And I'll also include my direct email in the description box as well. So if you have any questions or you want to share a confession or just send me some love, you can do so at podcast@spirituallovesanctuary.com. And I will see you in the next episode. Peace.
Thank you so much for joining me on this episode of the Spiritual Love Podcast. Let me know what you think by leaving a rating and review for me. For show notes and more to help you tune into the frequency of love, head over to spirituallovepodcast.com. Peace.